I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer from the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Margot Gerritsen, who's in the Department of Energy Resources Engineering, Mechanical and Civil and Environmental Engineering at Stanford University. Margot, can you tell us a little bit of how math is used to make fossil fuels more efficient?
Well, I can tell you a little bit about how math is used to get fossil fuels from down the surface, subsurface, to your car. That's for sure. I mean, math is used in all stages of fossil fuel production and exploration. So it starts already with the task of finding reservoirs that contain oil and gas. Geologists go into the field and look at potential sites, but then very quickly people start doing seismic analysis. And this seismic analysis would tell you a little bit about what could potentially be underground. And the only way that people can really assess the seismic data is putting it through quite complicated at times mathematical models and computer programs based on these models that can translate this seismic data into properties that will tell you whether or not you have a rock there or a fluid. So that's the first thing. So we can't really explore oil and gas reservoirs without using a substantial amount of mathematics. Then once a reservoir is being located, the actual production methodology that people will use, how we're going to extract this oil, where we're going to put the wells to get the oil out, to pump the oil out, all of these things involve every single stage of this decision process mathematics. So the very first thing that we do is use big computer models to simulate oil and gas flow. Once you put a well in, oil and gas will start to flow towards the well, and we'll use very big simulators to find out how that will flow, how much oil we'll potentially be producing. So that's one thing, and that these computer models consist of thousands and thousands of mathematical equations that we then solve. And then to optimize production and to actually make a reasonable amount of money out of this, companies, we want to optimize placements of these wells, you know, where we can best drill these wells in order to get most oil and gas out in as short as possible time. Those optimization programs use an incredible amount of mathematics again. And then once it is produced and it's at the surface, it needs to be refined. And refinement processes in themselves also are analyzed and optimized using mathematical processes. And then, of course, you have the distribution schemes of the products that you get out, for example, the gasoline, and we have to distribute that to the sales points. And again, those sort of distribution schemes are being optimized using mathematical models to see, you know, what sort of transport distribution that people would be using. So every single part of the process, from the early exploration to the actual delivery to the petrol stations, mathematics plays a very important role.
Those models you are talking about, is there any way of using them to estimate how much oil or fossil fuels are left?
Yes, so people try this. Obviously, math is only part of the equation. There's a lot of geology that comes into play also, and then quite a bit of guesswork. Generally, what happens is that in the exploration phase, so when people first discover reservoirs, they use seismic analysis and then data that they get from drilling inspection wells. You know, they go in and they drill and they see what they find right at that particular location. And based on all these different sources of data, the geology, the seismic data, and the inspection well data, people would formulate some sort of estimate. And so there's a little bit of mathematics that comes into play, but at that point is relatively simple. However, then when they start producing and they get production data, so they actually put those wells in and they get oil and gas out, they get water out, they gradually start to understand this reservoir a little bit better. And so then mathematical models are being used to refine the estimates that they made in the beginning. Now, very often, the initial estimates and even later estimates are wrong. And there have been many, many cases where people start to produce from a reservoir, and all of a sudden, they are producing more than what originally was estimated to be in place. So these oil estimates are very uncertain. Now, there's a lot of uncertainty associated with this process, and so we're never quite sure how much is there.
That's Margot Gerritsen, Department of Energy Resources Engineering, Mechanical and Civil and Environmental Engineering at Stanford University. And in part two of the interview, Margot will talk about some alternative energies.